The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Saturday, December 15th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we're skipping the intro just for the sake of time because we got so much to pack into the next 2 hours. So we're going to keep rolling forward as to the way we're going right now. How's that sound?
I think
I like it.
I think it sounds good.
You like
it? There's a lot of ketchup this week, too.
Is there ketchup? Is there ketchup on it?
Just ketchup.
Is there sugar in it?
Ketchup?
Then yes, I want some.
You can have
friends,
some.
If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account, that's East Coast version, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, do it early, friends, because we got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I speak that in a modern version because we are reformists. Yeah, I like that.
Time to reform.
Yes, reformers, man. Going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Now, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, Mr. Other Guy, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Because
it's a terrible place.
You set me up!
Yeah!
All stories on Facebook. A lot to catch up, as Bradley said. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Put a little mustard on it, too. I like that with a ketchup.
Let's do a little bit of mustard on it. Hey, you need a little mustard for that.
Yeah.
WND, students in the crosshairs of government education, at the latest column and commentary. And, folks, this was released the day before the school shooting. So you can see the prophetic edge of the ministry speaking to these situations. We've been in public schools for over a decade. We know what's going on there and why kids are coming out the way that they are, why they're doing things that they're doing. Find that story on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio.
And like it.
Also, Bradley Dean has a heart for America's youth. Dr. Judith Reisman, one of the,
investigators for the Department of Justice, did an article on moi in the ministry, and it was, I'm honored. And I really honestly am. I'm honored.
Bradley did a column 2 weeks ago that dealt with Alina Kagan. It also dealt with Kinsey and some of the sexual radicals that came out of the 50s and the 40s and what they were doing. And Reisman is an expert on this. She's been plowing this role for a long time. She's an older lady, and I'm sure she's very appreciative, as she expressed in her article, that the next generation is picking up this battle. Folks, it can be won. Easily it can be won.
This is just the beginning of what... This is where America needs to stand up and fight. This right now is where it really matters, friends.
Yep, the bells have been dinging for a long time, folks. So go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and find it. Bradley Dean has a Heart for America's Youth by Dr. Judith Reisman. Also, photo captions on Facebook. We've been releasing a lot of those recently. And the reason that we've been doing it is because they're easy to click, like, and share. And we post them on Sons of Liberty. You can post them on Bradley's Facebook all the time. But get these things. These are tidbits and little things that you hear on the show on a daily basis that you can share with your friends, and they're great pictures, and they're great to post, so we encourage you to do that.
Who's the picture of?
Radio. Mr. Bradley Dean.
Well, totally.
And comments and quotes.
Well, no question.
Who else would it be?
No, that's what I was just thinking. I would think I'd want to post it.
That's true.
I had somebody yesterday say to me, Bradley, so how old is this picture?
Ooh.
Well, the bottom line is this is a picture of me. What's the difference between now and then? I mean,
did they share it?
No.
Oh, I just, if you're going to leave a comment,
I
share it.
I think I said, don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Right.
You know,
I had a lot of people.
I mean, come on, that's not cool at all, my wife tells me.
I had a lot of people that are jealous of my gun show picture.
Totally, because you're pipes.
But they shared it. At least share it, folks. If you're going to write something, share the post.
Okay?
And they were sharing it.
The right to bear arms, folks. You
got to
see this picture.
It's the right to bear arms.
It's Jake's t-shirt with the sleeves cut off, and he's got his little skinny pipes. And guys, just don't call him Sid the Sloth, okay, when he makes a comment.
Important.
Just don't do that.
Important.
Is that
hurt? Anyone love me?
Does that hurt your
feelings? Is there anyone who cares about Santa Claus?
Does that hurt your feelings, Jake?
Oh, gosh. It depends on the day.
Okay.
It depends.
We got Sherry and her son, Randy, from Petoskey, Michigan. We had actually caught this story yesterday. We were going to have them on the... What? I got these people laughing at me. Are you laughing at me? Are you laughing with me? Are you?
Carrie's always laughing.
Sid the Sloth.
Yeah.
But we got Sherry and her son Randy from Petoskey, Michigan, and they were some. Well, they're some newfound friends of Sons of Liberty. And the story just came back to us that he's going to share with you. This little man is going to share with you. But he actually came to one of our assemblies in Michigan. And then Randy, welcome to the show. You go ahead and tell the story, little man.
Hello.
Hi, Randy.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Randy?
I'm 11.
11 years old. So what's the story?
Wait.
School?
Randy, who's the coolest guy that you know?
Forgot about that part.
Mr. Bradley Dean.
Oh, listen to this.
National radio.
International radio, actually. All right. I just wanted to make sure we had the right Randy on there. But, Randy, can you go ahead and tell us the story? And, Mom, Sherry, anytime you'd like to interject, go for it.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Well, I got this homework from school, and I got to this question, and... it said, is the U.S. a democracy, dictatorship, or monarchy? And I said, it's not any of them. It's a republic. And then I brought it to school the next day, and the teacher said that if you're a Democrat, you live in a democracy. If you're a Republican, if you're a Republican, you live in a republic.
Right. Yeah, so they're dividing. So your teacher was telling you... by the way, friends, just so everybody understands, here's the premise. Little Randy came to one of our assemblies the day before the question came up. And when the teacher asked him, you know, the three questions, and by the way, this is a Russian style of indoctrination. Give me the answer, and then they give two or three questions. Well, what if all three? That's right. What if all three questions that are being asked, and then the options are given, are not the right options or the right answer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what Randy caught on to right away, friends. And he said, wait a second, we're not a democracy, and we're not a dictatorship, and we're not this neither. We're a republic. And the teacher says back, well, if you believe that we're, if you're a Democrat, then we're a democracy, and if you're a Republican, then we're a republic. And what did you say back, Randy?
I said the Pledge of Allegiance to him.
That's all you had to do. And how did that work for teacher?
Well, he kind of started an argument, and I just said it's in the Pledge of Allegiance, so.
And he couldn't say anything, could he?
No.
Do you say the Pledge of Allegiance in your class there, Randy?
Yeah.
You do?
You're incredible. So how old are you, Randy?
I was going to say that. You're 11.
Oh, he's 11?
Yep.
Randy, you're 11 years old?
What?
You're 11 years old?
Yes.
You're 11 years old, and you're teaching your teacher that we're a constitutional republic, which we are. As a matter of fact, Randy, just for a little, here, I'll put a little more lead in your bat for you. Next time you go back to school Monday, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Whoa. Is that domestic invasion? As well as foreign invasion? It is, because we got a little 11-year-old named Randy kicking his teacher right in the biscuits as to straighten him out as to who we are and what we really are.
It's got to make you proud, Sherry.
Totally.
Huh?
Sherry?
Yes, and I just want to make one thing clear. Randy had attended private school until this year, and at that point is where he learned there and home to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, hey, Sherry, hang on. We'll pull you right back up for a minute. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley, Jake, Sherry, and her son Randy, a little 11-year-old from Petoskey, Michigan, who came to one of our assemblies last week. The next day, he's asked the question as to who we are, what we are, and he was given the option of three options. And little Randy, 11 years old, said, "We're none of those. We're a republic." And the teacher said back to him, "Well, if you're a Democrat, then you believe we're a democracy, and if you're a Republican, then you believe we're a republic." Folks, that's a bunch of phooey.
Yep.
That's not true at all. We have one constitution, not two. And so we have little Randy on the line with us with his mother, Sherry. And Randy had said, "Listen, say the Pledge of Allegiance." "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. Oh, interesting. How did that work out, Randy?
Well, he started arguing and saying that, like, if you were a Democrat, you live in a democracy. If you're a republic, you're a Republican, you live in a republic.
Yeah.
And then he just walked away.
Well, sure he did, because he knew. See, facts are stubborn things, honey. See, what happens is once you give people facts, this is how the socialists in America operate with me all the time. That's why they never call and assault me on the radio, because they know I'm right. They just try to put out misinformation on their blogs, but they never use facts. They just try to misconstrue what you say and what you do. So what they have to do at length is walk away, just like he did. So did the rest of the class pay attention to what you were saying, and did you get them to look to find out that they as well were a part of our republic?
Well, no one really realized it until I said something. Like, everybody just put down democracy because the book says.
Oh, gosh.
Because the book says.
Yeah, because the book says. Listen to this, friends. Listen carefully. Because if they believe we're a democracy, they can get away with what they're doing today. But if you understand that we're ruled by an empire of law, said John Adams, the second president of the United States, they cannot get away with what you're letting them get away with. But you know what's sad about this, Randy? Is most people in America think we're a democracy. And yet I just read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution guaranteeing every state in this union a republican form of government. See, they don't see what happens, honey, is people don't love their country enough, and they're not thankful for the sacrifices given unto them, and that's why they believe everything that the state-run media that lies to them 24/7. They believe everything that they're told because they don't do their own homework. And see, you just dealt with a teacher that is out there trying to indoctrinate. He's just doing what he's told, by the way. And he can be doing this inadvertently. He could be doing it purposely, whatever the case is. But the bottom line is you're exactly right on the money that we are a republic. And I want to tell you something, little man. 52 countries and a whole lot of people in the United States just heard a little 11-year-old boy stand up to a teacher and say, wait a second, this is who we are. You're not telling us the truth. And just think, if everybody did this in public schools today, we wouldn't have public schools.
So this son, obviously, came and saw the Randy, you came and saw the assembly, and we have that posted on Sons of Liberty Radio if any of you want to see some of the footage from that actual assembly that he saw. Sherry, you are Randy's mother. How did you feel about this, and what was your response? Did you go down and talk to this teacher?
Well, at first I thought it was a typo, and so I grabbed a hold of the book and went searching for the chapter, and was very surprised to find that in a U.S. book, that here it states it doesn't even give the option of republic.
That's right.
It says representative democracy.
Yeah.
Now, this book is not brand new. It's been used for several classes.
Yep.
And as yet, I have not stepped forward to the school. I've just been formulating exactly how to present this, because, of course, the teachers have no authority over the books that are purchased, nor do the principal, even the school board itself. I'm thinking we may have to look at who is actually printing these books, mm-hmm. and why are they printing misinformation?
That's right. And this is what we were talking about last week, Sherry, was misinformation. And it gets to the point where it's not done by accident. And if you see that that's what's taking place here, can I just suggest to you to call up Liberty Council or Alliance Defense Fund or any of these or Christian organizations that really are Christian organizations that will stand up and deal with the task at hand if you find out that there's misinformation. And I can almost bet you're going to find a whole mess of errors. And you're going to look at them and you're going to say, wait a second, this isn't by accident, because I've shared with this in public schools over the last 12 years. It's called Russian-style indoctrination. And the way Randy actually gave the example as to what took place in school the other day is exactly what they mean to implement over your kids, or to take control over your kids by giving them misinformation and not having the right options there for the answers. That's Russian-style indoctrination. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today.
And I think, too, just Sherry, now you also shared at one of the, Bradley, you shared at one of the tea parties that you were at as well, and you were helping coordinate that. This is hands-on, folks. This is how you change things. You get into your society, you educate your kids, because your kids will stand, just like we saw Randy stand. God bless you, little man. And there's more to come with what you've done, Randy. There's more to come in leadership in this country, because more people need to stand.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry's formulating how is she going to posture herself with the school. I think, first of all, the school is responsible for
fair,
that book,
fair,
no matter
fair.
What. I don't care who
well,
chose we, it.
We've heard, principals tell us, well, whatever they give onto us, we just give it to the kids. Yeah. They're not gleaning. They're not vetting the information, friends. They're just doing their job.
That's right. And they're
and they don't care about your kids in a lot of cases. And I'm not saying in every case, but I'm saying in a lot of cases, these things are taking place in public schools because the teachers don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And namely, let me go back to the responsible ones. The parents don't care. That's why they're sending their kids to public school.
Yep.
And the first place.
And if you see now at that point you've identified what the wrong is, you need to deal with that wrong until it's fully dealt
with. I would deal with it in legal terms.
Yes.
I really would. I would hire an attorney and I'd go after the school district, because what you'll find is you have the law on your side. And when the law is brought to the light, when the law brings the error to the light,
yep.
then we can deal with the issues at hand and right the wrongs.
That's justice.
That's exactly right. Yep. So anyways, we got Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. He's coming up next. I just want to say thank you to Sherry and Randy from Petoskey, Michigan, and a little 11-year-old man, again, standing up and setting the teacher straight.
That's right.
This is who we are, not what you think we are, and this is baloney.
And if he's done that at 11 years of age, imagine what that young man is going to grow to do. And folks,
he's going to know to question authority from now on, and that's exactly what he should do anyways.
Because he's equipped now with the truth. And just the day before, folks, he was sitting in a presentation. Some people say, well, you know, the facts that you're giving, they're so high, you know, is it for younger kids? This kid was 11, took the information, applied it, went to his public school, and made the difference. Folks, there is so much hope and light in this generation if we will just equip them with what they need to engage in this culture war. They will win every single time. When you have an 11-year-old kid who's armed with the truth, yeah, he's far greater than any liberal wacko teacher with a textbook.
And to his credit, his dad was a correctional officer in several correctional facilities in Michigan, and his dad was hands-on all the way through. Yep. What a cool guy. He really was, and regardless if he's listening to me or not, he was a cool guy.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I just high-five them for teaching their little kid to stand up and take a stand. And that's great. Mm-hmm. That is great stuff because he's also teaching other students to stand up and say, hey, listen, we're being indoctrinated here, guys. Mm-hmm. And little Randy did that.
And when they stand up and the school responds, no matter how they respond, like you said, this is just kind of a play-by-play. They say, well, you know what? We're not going to change that. Then you take the action a little bit further.
Let's say the teacher was 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Arguing with a little 11-year-old man, and he's got to walk away from him because he knew Randy was right.
Because of the Pledge of Allegiance he says in his classroom every day.
Well, you know what? And little Randy didn't sit there and complain, did he, older folks?
Nope.
He didn't complain about it at all. He righted the wrong.
Amen.
That's exactly what he did.
Dude, in the middle of the school with all the kids, you had no idea.
Oh, and I would love, like, what I've seen of his parents, I'd like to see the teachers wrong their kid in any sense of the reprimand him, question him, put him down in the principal's office. I'd like to hear how this thing's going to come out. As a matter of fact, we need to get Sherry on the air again after she takes it to the school board. And see what happens here, because I really do care about what happens here. This is happening all over the country, too, by the way, friends.
Just think about that little bit of light, okay? That little bit of light in that classroom that just it just enlightened the kids' eyes to understand that we are republic. That little action. It wasn't a lot. Very, very bold. Way to go, Randy, because he's 11 years old. But that little bit brought that much light. Imagine how much more we continue to inundate light into every area of our lives. Hello? Isn't that our message?
Can you imagine the teacher? Can you imagine in the classroom? The teacher, friends, listen carefully. Teaching the kids, he's dividing the nation.
Yeah. And if you're a Republican, you probably believe we're a republic. If you're a Democrat, we have two countries in one country?
That's right. We have two different versions of the Constitution.
Two governments.
Like the Democrats can go ahead and break the law now that they're in power, and the Republicans can break the law when they're in power. No, we have one Constitution. Yes. We're Christocrats here, by the way, the Sons of Liberty.
Sure.
But friends, again, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States of America, the Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, our union, a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. Isn't that interesting? The first thing they said, against invasion.
So would that be invasion?
And you have a 35-year-old teacher giving this kid misinformation, and he's paid to teach.
And he's been doing it for years.
And giving information to the kids that he himself is not even, he's unsure of.
Yeah.
Whoa. But he had to walk away. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, coming up next. Folks, we're going to talk about what happened in Connecticut yesterday. And I want to get his take first and foremost before we get to it. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Larry Pratt is going to be up with us in 15 minutes. Gun owners of America are going to ask him his take, his perspective, due to the fact that this is his business, as to what's going on in your government during these times when you have massacres like the one that took place yesterday in Connecticut. But before that, I wanted to kind of lay this out. I want to lay it in the sky, babies. I wanted everybody to see the facts about what just took place.
Oh.
Can you hear me, brothers?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to this re-election real quick before we start talking about what took place in Connecticut yesterday. As a matter of fact, the next hour is going to be devoted to just that. And who's responsible? And why all of a sudden, with the Connecticut shooter, just like James Holmes, where'd the other shooter go? How come no one's talking about that other shooter? And if there was another shooter, which all of the networks reported that there was yesterday, how come no one's talking about it today? You ever wonder why? We're going
to
hit on that.
Start wondering.
Yep. And then we're going to talk about Ruby Ridge. We're going to talk about Oklahoma City bombing. We're going to talk about Waco. And we're going to ask, who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for these massacres that take place? What about Columbine? How come we were only told that there was two shooters for that school shooting? And why did the eyewitnesses get their heads blown off? Two kids at a subway that America never heard about. It's interesting stuff, especially just in time. Same thing with James Holmes. Same thing with 2 days ago when Rand Paul published information that Obama was calling for a UN gun treaty. And I'm going to give you the facts at the end of, well, actually the beginning of next hour. Again, the whole hour is going to be devoted to the Connecticut massacre and what was really behind that. It's interesting, after September 11th, isn't it interesting? They had all the facts for the American people right away. But when these shooters shoot up the school, it just takes them forever to get all the information. One day, September 11th, everybody knew the next day who they were. But when these school shootings, man, they just got to set everything just right to make it fit their gun agenda. Of course, gun control. But let's get over to this re-election campaign stuff real quick. And stuff it is, friends. Friends, do you remember what happened in 2010, how 65 people were unseated? I hope you do. America stood up. Millions of Americans went to Washington, D.C. Media blackout. For some reason, they just didn't show you. They said the government cameras just shut down for some reason. The streets were filled with protests against Obama and his administration. 65 individuals in government were unseated because America stood up. You remember the DNC, Democratic National Convention, 74,000 seats. Well, that moved to 20,000 seats because they said rain, weather, bad weather.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever had any bad weather, and they knew there was no bad weather. They just couldn't get the people to come. They were giving away free tickets. That didn't work. Then we were told shortly thereafter that 70% of his Twitter account was completely fabricated, contrived, folks, made up, created out of thin air. Then we found that Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to support Barack Hussein Obama. But he was reelected as the president of the United States. Then we went to Wisconsin, and the state-run media, those that have a 21% approval rating because America's sick and tired of their communist lies being perpetrated on themselves on a daily basis. The state-run media pushed the story that Obama filled 18,000 seats in Wisconsin. Well, the problem with that is there was only 5,000 seats available.
It's a No Child Left Behind math class.
It's one of those deals. Maybe the state-run media, they know it's their job, just like the teachers in public schools. I better not ask any questions. I thought it was about journalism. I didn't think that they were hired to push propaganda for out-of-control government.
That kind of rhymes with journalism.
Yeah. Do a little homework on Amber Lyons. She used to work for the CNN. They found that CNN was actually being paid off by the administration to vet all information concerning Obama's administration. The same thing with New York Times. New York Times blurted out in their confusion the truth and said that all information coming out on this administration is first vetted by this administration.
Accuracy.
It sounds like Goebbels. It sounds like Mussolini. But that would never happen in America. No, friends, it's happening in America. Moltov Mitchell actually reported this on WND. We tried to get him on the radio last night. I called up Heather. I said, get him on the radio tomorrow. Moltov's nowhere to be found right now. We'll get him on in another show. He said, last week I suggested that the last presidential was probably rigged. There is a veritable ocean of facts to support my claim, said Moltov. But I have boiled down the top 10 list of facts that prove the election was rigged. Everybody's trying to figure out how was he reelected. Just out of nowhere, he was reelected. Moltov goes on. Number 10, thousands of military votes were delivered late and therefore not counted. Did you know that, friends? Did you know that, America? Your military. Remember, this administration wanted to sue the military? Remember, they wanted to stop their vote? Well, guess what, friends? They did stop the vote. Number 9, Project Veritas caught DNC, Democratic National Convention, operatives teaching people how they could vote in multiple states. Huh. The whole thing was caught on video to boot. Can't deny that, can you, friends? Nope. Number 8, across the nation, Romney supporters showed up to vote at the polls, only to be told that they had already voted that day for Obama. Talking about how the presidential re-election campaign was rigged. Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know, Megyn Kelly from Fox was told, I believe it was by Bill O'Reilly. I've seen this in a report. And Bill O'Reilly was telling her the same thing that I'm telling you right now. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. This happened in 2008, too. Sheer stupidity, friends. And Fox is supposed to be the best that you've got. Number seven, Colorado Countries, that's actually supposed to be counties, reported that day that they had more registered voters than residents. Listen carefully. For example, counties like San Miguel reported they had 140% voter registration. Well, guess who won San Miguel County? Obama did. Friends, too many people. If you ever pay attention, folks, if you would just stop and pay attention and look behind the curtain like little Toto did to the Wizard of Oz, you'll find that you're being lied to constantly. You're being inundated with lies constantly. 140% voter registration, how does that work? That's a pretty high ratio, isn't it? It's like
pretty good. A lot of people are excited.
Hey, it's a little too good.
Too good.
Number six, Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio counties. Even third world dictators don't give themselves 99% of the vote. He's a narcissist. Number five, in wards in Philadelphia, court-appointed poll inspectors were barred from checking the votes and even replaced with Black Panthers. Give me a break. In every single one of those wards where they got rid of the poll inspectors, Obama won over 99% of the vote. But he didn't have the support. Friends, he doesn't have the support. The re-election efforts, friends, were completely rigged. I go on. Number four. In 59 precincts across Pennsylvania, Mitt Romney did not get one solitary vote. Number three, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they did not manage to replace official poll auditors with Black Panthers, poll watchers observed machines changing Romney's votes over to Obama's votes. This is on court record as officially sworn testimony. If I seen that there was Black Panthers at these voting polls, at these booths, I would purposely go to them. Mm-hmm. I would stand there and make sure that everything was done the way that it was supposed to be done. I don't care if a Black Panther was there or not. People act like they were afraid of the Black Panthers.
The thugs showed up.
Yeah, so what?
Whose country is this?
Toast. Amen.
Hello.
Number two, across the nation, especially in battleground states, people reported that the machines were changing their votes from Romney to Obama before they selected the cast ballot button.
Yep.
They would then go back and fix the error, but it would go back to Obama. They would change it to Romney again, and the machine would go back to Obama. It would do it up to three times before their original vote would stick so they could finally hit the cast ballot button. So, friends, just think of how many people did not notice the change and hit the cast ballot button. And number one, drum roll, please. Hey, number one, Barack Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. Did you hear me? Barack Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. Folks, you have a lawless administration suing states that mandated photo ID before they could vote. He did not want that. He sent his DOIJ, Department of Injustice, out to sue those states. And why? Well, you're seeing the results. Friends, re-election campaign efforts, totally rigged in every sense of the word. It's out there. It's not hard to find, by the way, friends. But I got a question for the American people. What are you sitting down for?
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands of men in this country fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, fighting against the ideology that you are completely tolerating today through this administration. He is not there lawfully. He is not there lawfully, friends. You need to understand this. And the more you let him get away with the crimes being committed and perpetrated upon the American people, guess what? The more you embolden them to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And Megyn Kelly, in her ignorance, said just that. Oh, don't worry about it, guys. It happened in 2008. Well, why didn't you tell the people then? You got to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Coming right back with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, talking about the Connecticut Marathon.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To the Sons of Liberty for the final segment of Hour 1, and we have a special guest with us today, Mr. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. It is a Second Amendment lobby group out on the East Coast, and they are very vigilant on protecting your rights, folks, to be able to protect your own rights. How do you think about that, Larry? Isn't that something? The Second Amendment is there to protect our rights, but isn't that the government's job? And here we have the government trying to take away the right to be able to defend our own rights.
And in another way of looking at it, the Second Amendment is there for us to make sure we keep the government under control.
I like that. I like that. And now, if people understood that the people of each state, the states were really to keep the federal government accountable, and the states really were us, the people. But anyhow, that's a different topic. Right now, we have a tragedy has occurred in Newtown, Connecticut. The shooter, Adam Lanza, allegedly shot his parents at home, went to school, and went on a rampage, specifically looking for kids. Larry, I actually pulled up an article not too long ago. We just posted it on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it talks about how gun control failed the students of Connecticut. First, Connecticut law requires a person to be over 21 to possess a handgun. Lanza was 20. Second, Connecticut requires a permit to carry a pistol on one's person, a permit Lanza did not have. Third, it is unlawful in Connecticut to possess a firearm on public or private elementary or secondary school property, a statute Lanza clearly ignored. And fourth, this is all your gun control, folks. Fourth, with details on the Bushmaster rifle still sketchy, it's possible Lanza may have violated a Connecticut law banning possession of assault weapons. 4 gun control laws broke. Why? Because criminals will never follow the law, which is why we arm individuals who are not criminals. Larry, can you give us your perspective on what just happened with the shooting? Where do you see the radicals, the anti-American legislators going with this? And what do you see on the positive side of how people are getting their heads screwed on the correct way and taking justice and demanding justice for what just happened in Connecticut?
Well, you're right about the idea that the anti-self-defense crowd has is that, well, if there hadn't been a gun present, none of this would have happened. Well, actually, if there had been people present with guns, if there had been teachers, principals, visiting parents that had, were there with a concealed carry handgun, then it wouldn't have been a guy with a couple of handguns, which was what he was actually using, although he did have the rifle, against people who were all unarmed. But that's the way it came down. We've got it in our head that when we say that's a gun-free zone, that means we're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't want guns around because bad things can happen when guns are around. Well, talking that way leads us into very mistaken policies because it's not that guns are around, it's that bad people are around.
And they like
those
signs.
Well, how do you know who's the bad person?
That's
right. You don't know necessarily, not until they start acting like they are the wrong person. By that time, if you don't have a gun with you, it's too late.
You know, I got to ask you a question, Larry. And you know the stats on this sort of thing. I mean, I get your newsletters. And folks, gunowners.org is the website. Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Is that correct, Larry? Gunowners.org?
Perfect.
Gunowners.org. You can become a member. Folks, it's not a high-dollar membership. This is a membership to ensure your right, to be able to defend your rights. But if you go to gunowners.org, you can see the website. But these stats now that we bring out about people owning guns. Now, when a building has guns are prohibited on this premise, is there any statistical proof that it actually decreases crime or criminals using guns?
Oh, on the contrary.
Okay.
We know that virtually all of the mass murders that have occurred in our country in the last 20 years took place in buildings that were legally and even posted no guns, gun-free zones. It's like an invitation.
Sure. So gun control is actually failing America again. Here's another example. It failed in 4 points. I just said how many gun control laws this gentleman broke. I shouldn't call him gentleman. This man broke in the state of Connecticut. And here you have Larry Pratt telling us that statistically speaking, all major massacres happen in gun-free zones. So where is gun control getting us? What is the solution here to this dilemma?
Well, the solution is to come to grips with the fact that we don't have a cop over each and every one of our shoulder. And so if we are going to have a modicum of safety, even in a school where bad things shouldn't be happening, we should tell teachers and principals, look, if you guys want to get a concealed carry permit, you're welcome to carry here in this school or in this office building or in this church or wherever we're presently banning concealed carry. It's just absolutely, I think, insanity to continue to insist that the good guys be disarmed. And insanity can be defined as the repetitious commission of the same act that continually leads to failure. And so with the gun-free school zones, at some point, after 20 years of failure, can't we conclude that maybe we need to do something else, like arming the victims?
Of course. And you know what? That's a natural conclusion unless there's an agenda behind this, which, folks, we've been talking about this whole hour. There is clearly an agenda. The first segment, we had a young man going to a public school. He's 11 years old. They're teaching in that textbook, giving a kid 3 options, whether he lives in a monarchy or whether he lives in a democracy or whether he lives in a dictatorship. It's none of the above. There's a clear
cut. Isn't that amazing? So the people that drew that up probably were ignorant that the United States, they probably thought the United States is a democracy.
That's right.
And so that was the quote-unquote correct answer that they were providing.
And you know,
so the teachers are ignorant. Naturally, the students will be.
Now, let me ask you a question. In students' textbooks right now in public schools, Larry, you're the expert on this. Is there a lot of education that is whitewashing kids' minds to maybe even think that the Second Amendment, I mean, obviously the media is on a rampage against it. That would be the amendment that they would eliminate first. would be the Second Amendment. Because as we heard a couple weeks ago, one of the analysts from MSNBC said that it just doesn't belong. You know, it doesn't belong in the Bill of Rights. That's one that I would get rid of right away. What are they teaching kids in schools? Is it antithetical to the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, Larry?
It's been ignored altogether. They just don't want to come to grips with it. And so the best way to make it irrelevant is to ignore it. And I've heard from parents that was the way their textbook handled it. It was, if the Second Amendment was provided in a list of the Bill of Rights, the parenthetical explanation of its current utility was none.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't even use it. Now, Larry, a lot of people listening right now are Christians, and a lot of people probably aren't. But I want to give the biblical perspective, because that's what you do at gunowners.org. You include that, which is different than some of the other gun lobbies. And I think the basis is the biblical basis of our Constitution is what ensures our rights. Where it's not biblically based, it won't ensure our rights. It will take them from. I recall the story of Cain and Abel, when Cain came up to his brother and killed him. Now, it doesn't say what the weapon was, but did God say, did he legislate then at that point, okay, from now on, no more weapons for anybody?
I think that's a very significant point. Right up front at the beginning of the history of man, we have this crime committed, and God ignores, he's obviously aware of, but he ignores whatever the weapon was that was used, and he deals with Cain, and he punishes Cain for what Cain did, and he doesn't come back and say, and also, no, none of these rocks anymore, none of these plows, none of, whatever it might have been. That's not the way you deal with crime. You deal with the recognition that the human heart is sinful, it's going to do bad things, and so you have to deal with crime from that point of view. And that should be a lesson to our modern jurisprudence system. We shouldn't be fiddling around with whether you and I can be carrying this or that kind of a gun in this or that place in our society. We ought to be dealing with, okay, if you abuse that lethal force that you're able to carry, these will be the penalties.
That's right. Crime. Crime. Ultimately, God punishes crime. Now, we've got about 2 minutes here, Larry. Give me the update on this UN gun treaty that's been going on. Is it incidental that we have a school shooting now, and I know for a fact that the media and many un-American radicals are going to exploit this to get their agenda? What should we be on the guard for, Larry, with Gun Owners of America?
Well, I think that the treaty is something that will prove to have been a distraction, because some 50-plus senators have now signed a letter saying that they will vote against it. But where I am very concerned that we have a real problem is the president's penchant for issuing executive orders, even though he has no legal or constitutional authority. And so if the president took a mind to do so, he could tell gun stores, don't sell these kinds of guns anymore, or don't sell these kinds of rifles, or I will pull your license to do business and you're out of business. Now, that's a very effective cudgel that he has, and it wouldn't be legal, it wouldn't be constitutional, but that doesn't seem to have stopped the president in many other areas where he just unilaterally acts.
You got it. Larry Pratt with the Gun Owners of America. Again, folks, what does it come down to? We reject tyranny. We resist tyranny at all costs, especially in the situation where it deals with our Bill of Rights and our own government officials. Thank you so much for being with us, Larry. Join us for next segment, Hour 2 at the Sons of Liberty, 3 to 4 Central Time. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.